This is the last time I hope it takes. I wanna make new mistakes, but last time tonight.
You had it wrapped around your finger. A bad habit come back to sting ya. Tell me why now, tell me right now, why now? Do we have to go through this again? This is the last time, I hope it takes. I wanna make no mistakes. The last time tonight. Cause I've really gotta hit the brakes. I wanna make no mistakes. The last time. Gotta ride till you get sucked under. Face up under heavy water. To the sky, you're shaking and looking at the sky. So far away from making land and getting out.
Is it my turn?
Now it's...
Wow, this
yeah,
is groovy.
Yeah, now it's the concert report.
Groovy. Hi, everybody. Tony's going to tell you what's happening on Friday night, October 21st.
I'm going to do it right now.
Right now, yes. At the Greek...
It's at the Greek American Social Construction Club. That's 79 Bow Street in Union Square in Somerville. It's a great gig. It's the return of the Ruds. And my understanding is they're doing the first album, along with Mike Gent and the Rapid Shave. Absolutely terrific.
Fabulous.
Give him a little promo there.
All right. And you're going to pull double duty that night? Because not you. Everybody. Because right next door to the Greek Club is Thunder Road.
Yes.
And guess who's playing at Thunder Road? With it's a Keep Safe Boston benefit for Fenway Health. And this is with Walter Sickert and the Army of Broken Toys. Parlor Bells, Us Lights, and Cue the Sun. And if you need more information on this most fabulous gig, go to their Facebook page for ticket information. And yeah, so you can bounce back and forth between the Greek... What is it? The Greek American Social Construction Club. Construction Club. Oh, that sounds like...
A fine place.
It does. It sounds like a fine place. Very good. And if you don't feel like doing that, you can go to Vicky and the Vengeance. Now listen, they're from L.A.,
Lower Alston.
Huh? Lower Alston. Thank you. Good save. Yeah, they're from Lower Alston. And they're playing with local favorites, the Skeleton Beats, with Something Something, Buy a T-Shirt.
Is that the name of the band,
that's
Buy
the name
a T-Shirt?
Yeah.
Something Something?
There's Something Something and Buy a T-Shirt. Something like that, yeah. And that's at Sally O'Brien's. Okay, what else we got? Oh, the Guillotine Ages, Power Slut, Burnt Village, and Dick Picks are at the Midway, and that's a 4 o'clock matinee show, and that's on Saturday. We're on to Saturday now, folks. Okay? Saturday, October 22nd. Queen Treatment Only Festival, an amazing lineup. This is at the Larkham Theater up in Beverly. beautiful room. If you've never been there, go up there and see Ruby Rose Fox, When Particles Collide, Sarah Blacker, Cruel Miracle, Chelsea Berry, The Dirty Dotties, Haley Jane and the Primates, and Jen Kearney. Tickets are available still for this show, and it is at 7:30 and goes on to 11 o'clock. Our friends from Boston Rock Opera are coming in here later to discuss a three-night event at once. I'll give you a hint. Hair. Right? All right. Oh, is that all I got?
I have perfect hair.
You do. You have beautiful hair, Andrew.
I've got another gig.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Would you
Tony
care to
Sarah's
promote it?
Besides doing the Fire King thing on Saturday.
Okay.
After I'm done with the carnival, I'm going to go up to Sally O'Brien's and play with Trusty Sidekick.
Oh, again?
Yeah. We got a couple gigs this week.
Oh, yeah. See, I left out a bunch of stuff because I have a broken finger. I'm sorry.
It's okay. That's why I'm
here. I was in pain earlier, and I didn't even want to hold a pencil. So
with the peasants,
I just did bullet points. Because the most important thing you're doing this weekend, everybody, please go out to Verrill Farms in Concord for the Rocktoberfest, where there'll be tons of food and great music. And
beer.
It's why we live here in the autumn. And beer. There's much ado about beer. It keeps going on my news feed on Facebook. Making me thirsty every time I look at that. And there's a new one now that's really fancy. Have you seen it? There's a new ad.
Promo.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
With Scooter on Sports.
Excellent. And so I understand Captain Easycord and myself are going to be stage managing that day. That ought to be good. All right, so what do? We boot people off and say, come on, get back up here.
Is that Saturday?
That's what I'm doing Saturday, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's the captain is going
to
be there as well?
Me and Captain Easycord are going to be doing the thing. And I'll be taking photos, too.
It's good. I've got friends in high places. Awesome. That's good.
Yeah, this is going to be fun. And I hope Drew brings the Bubba.
I do, too.
I hope so.
Baby's first rock concert.
I know. It was one night... Thunder King was supposed to be here, and they flaked at the last minute, and I was so mad. And then I found out Drew's wife was in labor. I was like, all right, we'll let it go this time. But anyway, that's all I got, folks. See you out there. Come out and support local music and your clubs. Keep them open. By the way, you should see Andrew's outfit, you guys. It's wicked awesome. I love that shirt, Andrew.
It is a good shirt.
It's a great shirt. It's much too good for radio.
It's kind of evil. Yeah.
It is evil. It's keeping me busy, though. I've been trying to figure out what all that cool stuff is.
I have no idea what it is.
Is this my bed truck still?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, we're gonna segue to some Quintain Americana.
Yes.
I just played them the other day.
Awesome. Yeah. All right. Here we go.
Liker recorded the
Thank you. Ned, can you lift this box for me?
Oh, sure, Sandy.
Thank you.
Are your joints trying to tell you something?
Hey, Ned, how about toss me that pencil?
No problem.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
The fact is, for healthy bones, joints, and muscles, weekend exercise just isn't enough. You should exercise a total of 30 minutes every day.
Hello. Oh, sure, Tim. I'll walk right over.
Try jogging or going for quick walks or taking the stairs instead of the elevator.
Be right there, Tim.
For more ideas on building a healthier body, call 1-800-824-BONES or visit aaos.org. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons. We keep you well connected.
Bye-bye, Ned.
Oh, bye, Sandy.
You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. We just heard Where the Ground is Rust with Needles by the Milling Gowns and Died on the Bayou from Quintain Americana. And now we're going to hear something from Stereo Telescope.
When you get there. space class. Watch out! What was that?
What happened?
We're lost in space!
Stranded halfway between Mercury and Pluto, Miss Frizzle and her gang of second graders have no way back to Earth until they remember that radio waves never die.
Keep your paw on that button.
Guided by the freeform stylings of WMFO, the Magic School Bus Gang safely makes it back towards Earth. To avoid future field trip mishaps and to help keep WMFO running strong, write a check to Trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO, Attention, Donation, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155, or give online at...
Carry my body to your room. Lay over me like I was dying. Take an old rag and wash me free of almost everything I think you've done to me. Take me out like you forgive. Joke around like I was born to live. Let's pull out those mystery books, my friend, and let's pretend we're young and dumb again. 'Cause you are good with God. I don't think I'm coming home tonight. Oh, let those stars and moon make up for us tonight. 'Cause I wanna be a stranger with you again.
This is On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, and we're here with Boston Rock Opera.
Hi.
Hello. Hello, everybody.
Hey.
Hi. Hello.
Welcome to the tribe.
So you're all going to tell us your life stories, each of you?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Deegan's going to start.
Yeah, mine's fairly short. It begins in an incubator, and it actually ends in one, too.
Just let Deegan do the rest of the talking.
Yeah, that's usually what I try to do.
Fascinating.
So yeah, we're here with the Boston Rock Opera. My name's Erica Mantone, and I am producing the next event, which is coming up this weekend, October 21, 22, and 23 at the Once Ballroom in Somerville. And we are doing a
production. We love Once.
Yeah, if you haven't been to Once.
We love Once.
We love Once, too. They are our new, I actually pretty much am just moving in there. So, kind of serious.
That was the real reason for us to add a futon into the set.
Yeah, we brought in a futon, and now we're just going to sleep there for the rest of the week.
Producers only sleep futon.
And that portable toilet.
It's more of a bedpan.
Yeah, it's a commode. It's a commode, guys.
It's an amazing space if you haven't been there, though, before.
So we're producing Hair, the American Tribal Love Rock musical. It is the second production of the Boston Rock Opera that has gone up this year after it has been resurrected after about a 14-year hiatus. So we're here tonight to talk about the show. And Moon's mouthing something to me. Just say the words.
Alto G-Rock.
And we're also here to produce. I'm tired, guys. We're in tech week this week.
Erica's been going nuts.
Do you want me to do it?
Yeah, please talk about our co-producers. Yes. I apologize.
So this show is also being co-produced by G-Rock Music. They're a lovely group of people, Camila and Christina, and they specialize in bringing forward music from legendary and current, powerful,
emerging women in music.
Renowned, legendary women in music. I said some of those words twice.
It's okay.
Those are good words. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're all good words.
Yep. They are women. We are women. Nope. We are all, not nope. Some of us are nope. Women, yep. But we're all together.
And we're hoping, we're kind of stalling for time because Camila and Christina are actually supposed to be coming up here so they can talk a little bit more about their amazing organization and why they, for better or for worse, decided to help co-produce this with the Boston Rock Opera. So
a few more days in the incubator, maybe you'll be a woman, but.
I knew something went awry.
Yeah.
I'm a little girl.
But it's been pretty awesome meeting everyone in the tribe because Erica went around pulling legendary current singers from stages and venues and concerts that she saw. And it's been just amazing to work with so many different types of artists that are actually doing their own projects.
She's also created what's really a very unique, together with between Erica, Eleanor, Susan, Barnaby.
Linda Vienz
have together really created a kind of an interesting vision of this production of Hair, where really right now it's more, a lot of its messages are quite more relevant than ever, quite frankly.
Yeah, we chose Hair. There's a lot to be said about why we're doing Hair and why we chose to do it now. Part of it is selfish because I think it's a beautiful musical, and it's not just musical theater. It is truly a rock opera, which is what it's defined in doing a BRO project. And the other part of it are the themes that are running as an undercurrent throughout the whole production and that are still so incredibly relevant today. It's actually scary.
Themes such as.
I think to me the biggest one is talking about racism, classism, definitely genderism, sexual identity.
Military industrial complex.
The military industrial complex.
Bigotry.
The man. Bigotry.
Elections.
Environmentalism. we cover all the social bases.
Awareness.
All the stuff that nobody in today's election cares about.
Let's not forget sexuality.
Yeah. I said that.
Oh, about beads.
Hey, does somebody want to run downstairs and get Camila?
Do you need a car?
Oh, sorry. Lenore's going to run downstairs and get the G-Rock team, our co-producers. And when she comes back, we're probably going to do a couple songs, too.
So this is like those moments on like David Letterman where you go like down the street and stuff. But we don't have cameras, so we're just going to narrate.
So she's running down the hall right now, probably furiously running down the stairs. She's
bounding down. And
jump, she came
again.
Back. She's back. Somebody else is getting them. sorry, do you want to say something? Go ahead.
No, I was just going to narrate the rest of her journey.
Oh, go for it.
Take it, Gina.
As she proceeded down the hall, she encountered a strange, effervescent presence. A specter.
Presents? We get presents?
Oh, I want presents.
She encountered a strange, effervescent present. She opened it.
Cue sound.
It was filled with the most delicious chocolates and a note that said, eat or drink me, depending on what is possible.
Edibles!
What?
Bringing it back to the incubator, Deegan.
Do you think I should incubate that more?
I think that could just be left outside to cool.
I think we could talk about the way the sound has changed for our production of Hair. Like the music.
Yeah, that is one thing that...
louder.
First of all, I do...
It's louder.
It is louder, actually. Yeah. One thing I do want to clear up. A lot of people, when we say we're doing Hair, I immediately go, oh, I love that. That's the one with John Travolta. No, it's actually not Hairspray. Different musical. John Waters is a genius. I love him. We're not doing that one. This one is different. I'm being diplomatic.
And we're also not doing the Hair the movie version.
And we're not doing Hair the movie version. There was a movie version that came out in the late 70s.
With Bruce Willis.
It doesn't have Bruce Willis
right.
in it.
That's right.
What? Treat
him
Williams.
Him and Mila Jovovich.
It's Treat Williams,
awesome.
Isn't it?
Treat Williams.
Not the same. And one of the things we've really worked on is... Hi guys. We worked on giving the sound of some of the music a more contemporary feel, and we're slipping in a lot of things to make it a little bit more contemporary and contextual within the current times. And you'll see it in the show, and it's going to be pretty fun and exciting. And now we have a bunch of other people.
Welcome.
Ooh, it's not just the women of G-Rock anymore.
It's the Boston Rock Opera. G-Rock music party. Mm-hmm.
A dance-off.
Dance-off, go. No. All right.
We're going to narrate.
So I guess what I'll do is quickly tell you who's here right now. We have Maite Antello. Did I say it?
You did.
Thank you. Joshua Rajman, who is playing our lead, Claude. Jen D'Angora as Jenny D and the Delinquents fame. Clint Deegan, who is our fabulous musical director. Jude Torres. Sammy Green.
There is a color and then there's something else.
Yeah, Greenberg.
Yeah.
Sammy Greenberg. Lenore, I'm not going to say your last name.
No one ever does.
C. Moon Mullins of Damn Dirty Ape fame.
Moon.
Sandra Marcelino, who is our amazing choreographer. Zachary Rochester, who is our Zach of all trades.
That's right.
Yes. Ozzy, I'm blanking out on your last name right now.
And our Zach Brown.
What is it?
Rivera.
Ozzy Rivera. And the amazing fearless women of G-Rock music, Camila Benjamin Fuller. And Christina Alexander, who is also our vocal director for the show. So herein lies
the super talent.
Literally about half of the Boston Rock Opera right now. So I guess, do you guys want to do your first song?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
I was thinking maybe I should stand over there with him and then maybe a G-Rock person.
Yeah.
Little shuffling.
We're
going to
Tell me, who do you love, man? Tell me what, man? Tell me what's it you love, man? Yeah, an old-fashioned melody.
Explosion sound effect insert.
The boom!
It's ironic because it's acoustic.
It's actually a punk rock rendition, practically.
Yeah. Done acoustically. What's up, Andrew Wilson?
Look, he's sometimes like, there are bands, some of them that have like a lot of people in the band, you know, that sometimes come up here. And usually there's, you know, maybe one or two people in the band that, like, really knows music, and they, you know, the rest of them sort of follow along. You guys all know music.
That's correct.
We fight for who knows music the most. No, just kidding. It's all love.
Very astute observation.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of the whole purpose of what we do is, you know, both for G-Rock and for Boston Rock Opera, to take people that maybe wouldn't normally work together and bring them together in some sort of performance capacity. You know, it's one of those interesting things, like, you know, Camila